The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Last week, my wife sent me a quote from C.S. Lewis. He's the 20th century Christian philosopher, you might say, has a real neat perspective of life and Christianity. He started out as a non-believer and then came to know Christ and put his understanding of philosophy and philosophical thought to Christianity. And he has some neat things to say. Well, preceding this quote in the email, my wife said, "I so want to be there." And I thought, oh, wonder where this is. And well, here comes the quote that was written by C.S. Lewis. "I then went westward across the moor with the telegraph posts to my right and began to descend from such a point that the long straight reach on whose upper end Rockford stands was straight in front of me. After a steep scramble down bracken and heather, I got into thick and silent woods. Every kind of tree grows here, all at a cute angle on the steep hillside. There is plenty of moss and thick and ivy, biggish rocks and boulders, some covered with green, some sticking like bones from the hill. I sat there and again came very near the real joy, but did not quite arrive. After this, I went down to the water's edge. The stream was smooth here and the valley bottom quite flat on this side, with big forest trees dotted in wide intervals. There was one quite awesome place where I looked down through dead fir trees into a black hole, lighted with foam at the bottom, and suddenly a swallow flew out just above the water." This is from "All My Roads Before Me." My wife and I used to camp and hike, and we saw places like this. We walked in places like this, where there's quiet and still, the hush of the woods, and just the beauty all around. And even though I was totally blind while hiking and going in these parts, the smells, the feel of the air, the touch of the bark, the crunch under your feet, oh, I could tell the beauty that God had. It's quite different than the bustle and noise of the city, and especially from my wife at her work, where she's always bustling from one job to the next, as she's a copy editor, barely able to keep up with the work that passes across her desk. But it's not just that quiet stillness that she wants to be in, away from the rush of work, but there is that sense of beauty, splendor, wonder, and majesticness of God's handiwork. You know, when you experience these things, you realize, wow, this is a gift of God that he is giving me today. Oh, isn't it so beautiful, God? Just thinking about it, I want to be there too. You know, it's not just, though, at times of nature and crawling around in the woods by streams, but it can also, at least for myself, I get that tingle and excitement that, wow, God, you're so good. You're so awesome. The majesticness of your wonders and the gifts you give, oh, they are so amazing. I get that way when I get new things, well, like this new house I'm in. Well, it's new to us anyway. It's just astounds me how God plopped it into our laps, and we're here, and we're enjoying it. Oh, and the study I'm in right now, with where I'm recording, with windows in front of me, with the sun streaming in. Oh, I just love sun streaming in, and it's spacious, and I have room for my Braille books and my birds singing in the background. Oh, I was mentioning this to Cecilia, and she said, well, when you bought your last house 10 years ago and had that study, did you have that excitement at that point? I thought, yeah, you know, I think I did. I think I did when we moved into that house. Had that excitement and that joy of, this is a special gift of God. And that, you know, would come occasionally, but then you walk around the place again and again and again, and then the towel bar breaks or something falls down. You don't think about it as so much a great gift, but something you got to take care of and maintenance and all. And so the wonder and the beauty can certainly wear off. Well, as I think about all of this, I think, you know, you can pause and work hard at putting yourself back in a situation. I did another podcast about it. It's number 229. Whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are lovely, think on these things. Certainly, that's one reason God gives us memories, because as we think about those wonderful places, we can experience once again the emotions we had at that time. But there's one other thing also, as I think about it. It comes from Psalm 145, verse 15. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. Verse 16. You opened your hand and satisfied the desires of every living thing. I just love that last verse. You opened your hand and satisfied the desires of every living thing. That's our God. That's why in verse 15 it says, the eyes of all look to you. It's referring to God. When we see God in our lives and that he is the giver of whatever we have, whether it be the same boring cereal in the morning that you've had 4 days in a row, when you realize, you know, I wouldn't have this necessarily if God didn't give it to me. When you see it's from his hand and that there's other special things throughout the day that he does provide, that you can say, you open your hand and desire and satisfy the desires of every living thing. Well, then God's in your life, and then everything, even in that day, comes alive, alive and tingling, like a woods that C.S. Lewis is talking about, or a new place to live in. That's our God, satisfying the desires of our heart. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you do care about us, and that when we look to you, you do provide. Help us to see that you provide, and help us to see how you provide, even what we think is mundane and expected. That is from you, so that our hearts may rejoice and give praise and thanks to you, even as the psalmist praises you for all the good gifts. Thank you for today, for this podcast, that we can think on your word and hear it, though I am thousands of miles away from many of those who listen. Bless us all. We ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. And we know that the Lord loves to hear our desires and help us, because after all, he came and died for our sins. If God didn't spare his own son, how will he not give us all things? That's from Romans chapter 8, verse 32. I'd love to hear from you. What are some of your heart's desires that God has answered in a special way? You can write me at dave.andrus, that's A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus at not-alone.net.